All right, God bless the Lord. Amen. I'm looking in the book of Romans tonight. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad God made it that way through the blood of the Lamb of God. Did take the shed blood to thank God get me forgiven. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Jesus Christ, thank God, shed his own blood on the cross. Amen. For me, that's right. God couldn't accept me. He had to accept what Jesus did and who he is. Thank God we worship a person tonight. We don't worship a day. We don't worship a religion. We worship Christ. And that's where the victory's at tonight. If you've never been saved, I'm thankful God will save sinners. Amen. Everybody gets saved, save sinners. And I bless the Lord for that. I was thinking today, just thinking about some things in my life. And going back, boy, I made a lot of mistakes down through the road. I have. Even I'm talking about since I've been saved now. I was a bad sinner before I got saved. But I'm glad that God did save me, but I've made some mistakes. And I believe I've learned from them. Thank God we ought to. Amen. But I was thinking tonight about, thank God, this, why am I so bad? Amen. I mean, that's kind of the thought I had. Why am I so bad? Amen. I mean, why do I do things I ought not do? Amen. Paul said, them things I hate, I do. Amen. And brother, when he looked into the law, he saw himself just in bad shape. He said, I'm a man of misery. Amen. Oh, wretched man that I am. Amen. He saw himself as a miserable man. Looking in that law, son, the only victory you have is that chapter 8:1. Thank God, no condemnation of them which are in Christ. Because outside Christ, there's condemnation. And I thought, you know, I mean, Adam, he was the, amen, the one that passed down sin to us. And brethren, he passed down death to us. Amen. By one man's sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death, what? Passed upon all men for all have sinned. And I got the thinking, you know, I want to encourage you and maybe I can help you tonight. I ain't got a little bit about raising children and different things. But brethren, I'm telling you tonight that the main thing I think in raising your children far as getting them, amen, that they need to see that they need a personal relationship with our Lord. Amen. That's the most important thing. They need to see that in our lives. And brethren, listen, they need to have it themselves. I look back and there's a lot of times I was trying to get mine into my children and it don't work that way. I got the thinking, what did I really pass down to them? And brethren, amen, in my own self, amen, everything I passed down was fleshly. Amen, in the flesh. Amen, listen, genetics go deep in a body. It goes deep, brethren, listen. Amen, they talked about that little John coming along. Amen, and Daniel went on. And then it wasn't long, here come little John. Amen. Just like him. And we say, wonder why these things are like that, just the way it is. Amen. I remember one day I picked up Levi down at the school, and he was about in the fourth grade. We was going down the road. Amen. And he rolled down the window. Amen. And hollered at somebody out in the yard. And I thought, how did he do that? I used to do that. Amen. It's just, listen, I never told him I'd done that. Amen. That's right. My little grandson, they called him down at the school. He was a cutting up and carrying on. And they said he acted like Eddie Haskell. Amen. And brethren, that's what one of my friends called me. And I ain't never said nothing about Haskell to them. But I'm just saying, listen, brother Danny, God, look at this Susan and Josh. Amen. That's just a product of Danny. Amen. My children's just a product of me. Amen. I know it's God. But brother Todd, yours is just like a product of yours. Yours. And brethren, that's the way it is. The only thing I gave him was flesh. Amen. Listen, I found this thing out, brethren. Listen, God set that thing up like that. Amen. When they came out, little Joe, amen, you couldn't deny that. Amen. They all, that's just the way it is. You go back and look at them baby pictures. Amen. And you'll say this. You'll say, boy, thank God he looked just like his daddy. Amen.
Amen. Hey, look like his mama. It's amazing. Amen. Thank God I come out and look like Mr. Woolley. Amen. I sure look like him more and more. But it is true tonight. We have that. We have. That's what I gave them. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. I know it's what they see, but I'm talking about what's within them. That we give them flesh. Thank God we cannot give them the spirit. We cannot give them spirit. Listen, the only thing's going to help them with God is him working them. Amen. God works through us and God does work in us and through us. But at the same time, it takes the Holy Ghost, amen, to do something in them. Amen. When Jesus came into this world, amen, he is a product. Amen. Listen, amen. I don't know if we use that word, but he was, ain't God born in as a virgin, and he took on a robe of flesh, but he didn't have no man's genetics. He had the Father's, amen. He was the Father in flesh, amen, on earth. And brethren, he lived like him too, amen, because that's who he was when Jesus came into this world. Hey, brethren, listen, when you saw him, you've seen the Father. Amen. That's who he was. He took on a robe of flesh. He left the glory of heaven and became man, even though it was all God. And his life was like, amen, the Father's life. And brethren, listen, thank God, amen. My parents back there could not give me nothing but fleshly life. And the, listen, the genes, amen, and my friend, the life of the flesh that brought me into this world, I could only perform what they gave me. But brethren, when God saved me, amen, you found yourself, ain't God doing things like the Father, amen. I'm talking about the God of heaven, that he lives in us tonight, and there will be true God genetics. That means regeneration. We've been regened. We've been born again, and the new birth, thank God, causes us, amen, to live like him. The only way you can live like God is God live in you. Amen. I can't produce that tonight. You can't produce that tonight. That's something God does in you. And brother, tonight, why am I so bad? Because that's what he gave me. Amen. And that's what I gave my youngins. And listen, thank God, they've got to have, thank God, a personal relationship of their own with God himself. A religion won't do it. Him conforming to my standard won't do it. Only God can do it. And when they see the goodness of God and how good Jesus is, and thank God how good salvation is, and what it is in my heart tonight, glory to God, amen, it'll put something in them that'll want what I got. Amen. That's right, buddy. That's where it's at tonight. Listen, we've tried to scare people into salvation, but it don't work. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the only one that can grip the heart of a man. Amen. And show him exactly where he is with God. I want you to recognize Romans tonight. Chapter 3. Very familiar. Thank God when Paul got down to this thing. Amen. This is what he said. He's a Jew now. And he's writing to the Roman saints. And brethren, he wrote these things. Amen. He said here, I'll get verse 9, what then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. You're better than no man. Thank God, my friend, every man is a sinner. Amen. I was born a sinner. Thank God, listen. And he said, for they we approve both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Everybody's under sin. You're under sin. And brethren, listen, that's the best I can produce. Amen. That's the best man can produce is sin. He cannot produce nothing else. Why would we think, amen, that a prodigal in Luke 15, amen, will want to stay at the house when that unforbidden way, amen, was before his eyes. And he, listen, thank God, he went to a far country and wasted his substance in riotous living. Amen. But brethren, listen, son. A man will never know he needs the Father until he sees he needs the Father. And he got down in the far country. And brother, listen. Thank God he got down there and he spent all he had. Amen. Listen, he wasted his inheritance. Thank God. Amen. And there's a famine in the land. They didn't have no food. And he went and joined himself to the citizen of that country. Amen. And went out and fed swine and ate what the swine did eat. Amen. That's how sin will take you. Listen, brethren, that's where men have to get. If they don't get there, they'll never come home. They'll never see themselves. And one night, thank God, down there, I believe, in the hog pen, he got to thinking. And God came to him. Boy, I'm glad there's hope, God, coming to a man. Hey, friend, you youngins and other people, I'm glad there's a hope that God comes to a man when it don't look like it's going to happen. I'm glad God comes to a man. And he thought within himself, and he said, my fathers, amen, had bread enough to spare, and I'm down here perishing with hunger. Amen. He thought, he came to himself. You see, the only way anybody's going to change is God show them theirself. Amen. Listen, you don't see yourself tonight unless God shows you yourself in the light of his mirror tonight. The law of God that says this is where you're at. You're a lawbreaker. Amen. Listen, circumcision wouldn't do a man no good unless he could keep the whole law. Amen. And he said that don't care. If a man don't keep the whole law, he might as well be uncircumcised, because circumcision don't avail nothing. Amen. That's an old covenant. Thank God we got a new covenant. And brethren, listen, they're saved by faith in the Old Testament. Amen. And never man can enter God's heaven without faith. Amen. Thank God, go back to the first man. Amen. God gave him faith. Amen. That's right. Look in the book of Hebrews 11. Abel by faith offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. It wasn't long, amen, after Adam and Eve, thank God, had the first son, amen, that he was a sinner, and he, my friend, sinned, amen, murdered his own brother, brethren, amen, didn't take long for sin to manifest, because that's what they were, amen, he was a reprobate, amen, he turned, my friend, against not only his brother, he turned against God, and God reprobated him and turned him over, and he went out and was a vagabond upon the rest of his life, and God gave him another seed. Amen. He gave him, and God saith, but brethren, I'm telling you this tonight, that old boy, thank God, in the hog pen decided, I need to go back, I need to go home. Amen. Thank God, the daddy was out looking for him, and brethren, when he got down the road, thank God, he had compassion. Amen. And he fell on his neck, he kissed him and brought him in. Hey, I'm telling you this tonight. Amen. Listen, it'll take God tonight in your life, amen, to do something for your heart. That's the only one that can change the inner man. There's nothing else can work tonight, amen. You can't transmit spirituality to your children. There's no transfer in my hand tonight that I can transfer my salvation to anybody. It's in Christ alone. And the only way you're saved tonight is the Holy Ghost. Thank God, deal with your heart and reprove you and show you who you are. I said, why am I so bad? God said, I've done showed you, but I'll give it to you again. Amen. And he said in verse 10, as it is written, there's none righteous. No, not one. You're not righteous. Ain't a bone in your body righteous. Every one of them sinful. Everything from head to toe and in between sinful. Ain't nothing good about me. Nothing. Amen. Nothing righteous about me in myself. The only righteousness I have that's been imputed and put on my account. Amen. Thank God he come to live within me by being born again. But I have none tonight in myself. It's not my righteousness. It's his righteousness. It's not mine tonight, friend. Paul said, not having mine own righteousness, which is by the law, but the righteousness righteousness of God, which is by faith. And that's the only righteousness you have tonight, if you have any in you. Because, friend, there's none righteous. No, not one tonight. Amen. Ain't a one person tonight righteous. Notice this. He said in verse number 11, there's none that understandeth. He said, you're so corrupt. Amen. And you're so blind. And you so natural that you have no spiritual understanding. You can't understand. You don't understand. And you won't understand until I give it to you. Until I reveal it to you. Until I make it known to you. I see it, brethren. Amen. You cannot. I force anybody to understand it. Amen. It's a revelation. It's divine. Thank God, Peter. Who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it to you. But my Father which is in heaven, there would be no way, no how, that I could ever went back on that pew you sat on and say, please look at this. Oh, please look at this and live. Oh no, the Holy Ghost has to impart it. It has to come. It was amazing the morning you knelt at that understanding come. Thank God through that faith. Thank God, that's amazing. I'm telling you, you better get faith and grab a hold of him and him get a hold of you. Hey, it'll come, brethren. That's the way he does it. I don't know how to explain it, but I know it happened. Amen. Listen, you don't have no understanding. You don't have no understanding. Amen. You don't understand. Remember, Philip, do you understand what you read? He said, no, how can I except some man guide me? He took the same scripture and preached Jesus. Amen. That's right. And then that man, thank God, he went on his way. And he said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And he said, well, you got to believe on Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He said, I believe that's who he is. He's the Son of God. Thank God. He said, stop it right now. Amen. We go down the water upon your confession. Thank God you're going to be baptized. Amen. It's identifying yourself with the Messiah, with the Christ I preach to you. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, this ain't a game tonight, friend. Amen. It's real tonight, thank God. I'm telling you, if you're saved, you ought to be baptized, thank God, by water to identify yourself and confess him openly, thank God, to a world and to a body of believers, thank God, that he is your Lord tonight, amen. That's right, son. And it ain't sprinkling. It ain't pouring. Look up the word baptism. It means by immersion. It means fully wet. It's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Amen. That's right. Amen. Water won't take away your sin. Your verbal commitment don't take away your sin. His inward grace will, though. His blood will, though. Amen. But you don't have it, friend. Why are you so bad? You don't have no understanding tonight. You can't get it unless God gives it to us here. He said, there's none that seeketh after God. There never has been a man that come out of the womb seeking after God. I only know one. I mean, I can tell you one. John the Baptist, he sought him, thank God. But he was a special one. That's right. He was called to God. Amen. To be the forerunner. But far as in the flesh. Far as in the flesh. John the Baptist filled the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. But far as in the flesh. There's never been a man to seek God. None. Amen. That's right. None seeks after God. Unless God seeks them, they'll never seek him. Amen. Thank God. They'll have to hear him. That's right. Because he looks first. He knows where you're at. He comes where you at. Brethren, tonight, there's never been a sheep to seek the shepherd. Amen. The shepherd sought the sheep. That woman sought the coin. Amen. The Holy Ghost sought the boy. Thank God he knew the Father's love that sought his heart. There's a lot of things that seek a man's heart tonight. Amen. That boy that lays in your bed. Thank God the Holy Ghost can seek him. Thank God through the dealings of God, through the power that he hears. Amen. Listen. Thank God there's no man. And none, not one, that seeks after God. They run from him and not, amen. First thing Adam done was he hid himself amongst the trees of the garden. That's the first thing. Amen. Listen, I thought about this week. I've been thinking about the grace of God. And listen, friend, if there's nothing. God's got to get you to you see you can't do nothing. You have nothing. You are nothing. God's got to get you there. Amen. Listen, grace has to come in only on them. Thank God that, see, they need grace. That they're going to perish without grace. That they have nothing to offer God without grace. They can't believe without grace. They can't repent without grace. They can't do nothing without the grace of God. And brethren, I'm telling this tonight. There ain't a man in the world can do anything unless God gives him grace. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. He said they're all gone out of the way. Amen, the way of God. They're together become unprofitable. He said, you unprofitable, huh? He said, you ain't got no profit to me. I ain't got no profit to God. What we think we got to offer a sovereign God that breathed into us the breath of life and thank God created heaven and earth by the word of his mouth. It sits on the throne, thank God, and don't have to need man for nothing unless he chooses to deal with him and have him. That's right. He don't need you and he don't need me. Amen. He existed before I was. He existed before you was. Amen. That's right, brother. We aren't profitable. I mean, we're not profitable. If you look at mankind as a sinner, that's the whole picture here. He's showing what man is as a sinner. He said, all have sinned. That's what you are tonight. You ain't got nothing. Amen. I'm not nothing just because I get up and preach or teach or whatever a man does. It's not righteousness. It's works in you that God ordained that you to walk in. But it's God that does it. It's God that produces it. It's God that performs it. It's God that worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. Thank God in my hands I bring nothing. There's nothing I can offer him. He's already offered himself. I don't bring an offering. I don't bring a lamb. He's already done everything. If you ever get a hold of that, I ain't got him. Believe as he opened your eyes to it. Hallelujah to God's son. You'll be in here till Jesus comes. Amen. That's right. Amen. Notice what he said. He said, there's none that doeth good. There ain't nobody does good. Amen. The eyes of God. Somebody said he's a good man. If he is, it's because God's good in him. Amen. The eyes of God. I mean, I look at some fellows out here. I can say they in my eyes they good, but in God's eyes they ain't. Amen. You ain't no good. You ain't. Why am I so bad? Because God's so good. If you look at the holiness of God and look at Isaiah, the prophet said, woe is me, a man of unclean lips. Amen. Thank God he had done pronounced woes on that crowd. And then he got down there and he said, well, woe is me. Amen. He had nothing but woe, amen, on himself. And he had to be purged and he had to be, thank God, cleansed. And brother, we have too. I'm Daniel. Are you hearing me tonight? There ain't nothing good in you at all. Amen. Your religion stinks. Now, as a God, he's tired of that anyway. He told that to Isaiah chapter 1. He said, don't bring me no more of that stuff. I ain't after that. He said, I'm after come now, let us reason together. So though your sins be as scarlet, we shall be white as snow. God said, don't bring no offering to me. Amen. And then Malachi is bringing broken leg offerings and everything else. And it was a stench to him, really. I mean, listen, friend, God wants you. He wants you. That's who God come from. That's who God come for, can I say. Notice this here, I got to go. In verse number 13, their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. Their poison of ass is under their lips. In other words, what comes out from here comes out of here. That's right. Amen. Listen, friend. Here's the well, and here's the water. Now, whether it be bitter or sweet, it's coming out. And bitter and sweet water don't come out of the same fountain. Amen. You can't listen, friend. I'm just telling you now. Are you hearing me? Amen. Listen, you are what you are inside. Hey, the Bible said, listen, can I give you something that you don't like? Your heart's deceitful as everything. It'll deceive you and deceive somebody else, and you and I both know we got deceit in us. Heart deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's your condition tonight. Well, if I hear a man preach on that, I grit my teeth and say, unto God, he's talking about me. Right. Even after I'm saved. You know why you won't hear the word of God? Because you're too self-righteous and you got too much pride to hear the word of God. And you say, well, that ain't me. That's that other person in the church. Well, God have mercy. If you judge them, son, the judgment will turn back on you. Amen. Judge yourself, brother, and let God take care of the rest. He said here, notice what he said. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. And can I say this? I'm going to add this, and I don't know where it comes in. Brother, you might not be a murderer to shed blood, but can I tell you tonight, you cut people up with your heart and tongue, and you'd soon kill them. You ever thought about that? Hey, this brother is a murderer. And no murderer hath eternal life by him. You know why they killed Jesus? Because they hated him. You know why they'd kill him today if they come back? Because they hate him. He ain't like me. He ain't like you. He ain't cutting no corners, son. He wouldn't care what my mama, and thank God she said tonight, he's used that. Thank God, or what my aunt thought or nobody. He'd just say, this is the way it is. And I'll tell you what, everything he spoke with compassion. He had compassion. Thank God, friend, he told a woman at the well, hey, man, he said, go call thy husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, that's right, you've had five, and the man you wish not yours. Amen, but he didn't stop there, thank God. Amen, he said, I've got something I want to give you, amen. And brother, I'm telling you, the Samaritan woman, half-breed, I say that, I'm not making fun, but they were a mixed race, and the Jews didn't have no dealings with them, and they sure wouldn't have drunk out of the same pitcher, amen. But he said, give me a drink. And she said, you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and you ask me for a drink. Amen. Listen, this is holy God saying this. And brethren, listen, he gave her, thank God, not a drink. He gave her the well. Amen. And brethren, he changed that woman. She went to town and told all the men, read it, come see a man. Hey, I've met the man. Thank God, I've been married five times. I'm with a man, but I've met the man. He is the man. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God I finally met the man, amen. Glory to God, son, that's right. Hey, she told the men because she is that kind of woman. Amen. But brethren, listen, she met the man, Christ. Amen, that's right. And thank God she went back and told them, and they come in and heard Jesus. Amen, listen, friend. I'm just telling you tonight, thank God that ain't no good in us. I'm glad Jesus went to the lowly. Jesus went to the poor. Jesus went to the people you and I never would have went to. He sure did. He went to the woman at the well. He brought the adulterous woman in John 8 down to the temple. Amen, listen, all through the scripture, he went to the poor, the sick, the needy, the halt, the maimed, the blind. He didn't go to the rich people hardly ever. Even though a little old boy, a man named Zacchaeus, climbed the tree one day to see him as he passed by. And he was wealthy because he robbed people for taxes. Amen. But listen, thank God he went home with him that day and salvation came to his house. Amen. But there weren't many rich people. Nicodemus was a wealthy man. Arimathea, Joseph of Arimathea was a wealthy man. But brother, listen, he went to people who knew they had a need. Amen. He went home with Jairus, who was a ruler in the synagogue. Amen. And raised his own daughter. Amen. A 12-year-old girl, Jesus got her up. Amen. I'm telling you, he does people like that. I wish to God tonight you'd strip yourself of pride and religion and everything else and just lay at the feet of our Lord. Hey, and say, thank God it's him tonight. I have nothing. I'm a bad person. And he's a good one tonight. Amen. That's right. Glory to God. I've got too much silver. Notice what he said. Their feet are swift to ship destruction and misery in their ways. They're miserable tonight, friend. They ain't got no peace. Miserable. Ain't got no peace. God have mercy. Jesus gives peace. He's the author of peace, the prince of peace, and he is our peace. Amen. Misery, thank God, is the opposite of peace. Hey, notice destruction and misery in their way. The way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Ain't no fear of God. Everybody sitting here tonight ain't saved. They don't fear going to hell. If they did, they'd still come ask God for mercy. Ain't that right? At least they, God, have mercy on me. I realized, I know tonight, I heard them preaching when I went up that old, at the old regular meeting, and this man was preaching about the age of accountability. He said, there ain't no age of accountability. It's when they're awakened the consciousness of sin. And I believe that. I believe the conscience is awakened to the fact, thank God, that they're sinners. Amen. And I believe this tonight. I don't have a certain age on it. It happens to do with the workings of God in them and what they've heard and what God quickens them about. And brethren, listen. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, Jesus saved young people. Amen. He thank God. That's right, son. Amen. He can save a child good as he can save an adult. Amen, son. That's exactly right. It ain't in age. It's in revelation. Amen. Amen, brother. That's right. Amen. I'd rather for them to get saved young. And that ain't up to me. That's up to God. But if he sure steps on them and saves them, thank God they got a whole life to live for him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Notice this here, verse 19. I'm about through. For we know, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith them who are under the law. The law is written. Listen, the law is for the unrighteous. Notice this here. That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. In another prior verse, he said, let God be true and every man a liar. Because a man is a liar to himself. He's lying to himself to think he has anything within him that God would accept. Nothing. The more I grow in this thing, son, the more I see how bad and wicked and dirty and rotten and sinful that Adam in me is. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. Don't judge a book by the cover, but even though that's the only way you can judge it sometimes, unless you read it. But I'll say this. Brethren, listen. If God does a work in you, it will come out of you.
It will.
It will come out of you. It will come out of you. But why am I so bad? I mean, I thought that. Why do I still have bad thoughts? Why do I still wrestle with old lust? That's crucified, been laid down at Calvary. Every bit of it, Brother Danny, listen, I was crucified with Christ. But I hadn't been delivered in my body yet. But I will. Why did Paul say this vile body? He called it a vile body. He wasn't just talking about the skin on it. He was talking about what it possessed. Because this vile body must put on a body like unto his glorified body. That's the only way you can get it, friend. Amen. Listen, when it finally comes down, Brother Robert, there's nothing in us that's any good but Jesus. And the only way you'll get to God's heaven is because Christ is in you. It won't be nothing the other way. It's him alone. It's Christ alone. Amen. It ain't my religion. It ain't that I'm a Baptist. It ain't that I'm a preacher. It ain't that I, amen. It's none of that. It's him in us. That's the only way, friend. My assurance don't rest in what I do. My assurance rests in what he did, amen. That's where you can stand. You can be in the midnight hour. I've been there. And get to wondering unto God, where's he at? And I wonder if I'm really saved and called to preach and what in the world's are going on in my mind. And the Holy Ghost will say, it ain't based on you. If it was, you wouldn't make it. But I'm telling you, I'm holding you. Even though you don't feel me. And amen, you ain't feeling the pull on the other side. Thank God, I'm telling you what. He said, I'm the same all the time. And your assurance and no so a salvation in your heart. Amen, it's based on the Spirit witness. Amen, based on Christ. And brother, I'm telling you, I like that old song. Amen, that good brother sing. Amen, about not being able to remember. But he'll remember me. Amen. Thank God, that old lady was in the rest home. Amen. And she couldn't remember the day she got saved. Thank God she had had that dementia. And brethren, she couldn't remember nothing. And they asked her about that. She couldn't remember nothing. But brethren, I'm telling you, it ain't her remembering. It's him remembering us. Amen. Thank God he ain't going to forget me. He ain't going to forsake me. He ain't going to leave me. Amen. Thank God it's all based on him. It's all free. It's a gift. It's the goodness of God. It's the blessing of God. It's the salvation of God. It's everything. That's why we believe tonight, Brother Dennis, as Baptist people, if we're right with God, that everything is by him, for him, through him. It's the gift of God, not of works. It's not religion. It's not Baptist or Methodist. It's Jesus and him alone tonight. Amen. That's the only way. It's the only way you'll make it. God help you. You won't know why you so bad? Because of Adam. That's what passed on you. But you know why you good tonight? Because of Jesus. And he's a whole lot greater than Adam. And listen, the Bible said, in Adam all die, but in Christ all shall be made alive. And that's where the victory's at tonight. It's in Jesus Christ. It ain't in you tonight. You don't have it. It's in Him. That's in you. Amen. That's why we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Through Him. Amen. It don't matter, brother, not. Listen, I ain't got about your works. And though your works are a testimony of grace, it's about His grace. Amen. It's about Christ. And it's about, ain't God, the power of God tonight in you. Amen. Holy Spirit of God live in you tonight. May the Lord bless the word. Let's stand. Amen. Brother Danny Hepburn.